This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Let me begin today's program by wishing you a happy and prosperous new year. I don't know how your last year went, but I'm sure you had many experiences. Some of those were great, and I'm sure some weren't so great. Hopefully, some of you tried being more faithful in your Bible reading and study. If you gave it a good effort and felt that you still were not that successful, I'd like to share two short poems to encourage you. The first one is by Betsy Klein. The greatest victories have been won by oft-defeated men who fell and failed and then got up to start the climb again. The second I penned some years ago. If after trying hard to win, you find yourself behind, don't think you failed in the attempt. New strength within you'll find. This strength within will help you in the next attempt you make if you apply the discipline the first attempt did take. The point both poems make is that if you make an effort to do something and don't succeed, all is not lost. You've learned something in the attempt. If you apply what you've learned in your next attempt, you very well might succeed. Thomas Edison, the great inventor, was once asked if he got discouraged after 200 experiments failed. He replied instantly and enthusiastically, "No, no, I know 200 things that don't work. The next experiment might be the breakthrough." Let me suggest, if when reading and studying the Bible you feel as though you're not getting it, keep on reading and studying. In time, the light will break through and you will get it. God uses the process to grow you. So don't give up.